This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There was a time in the glory days of Islam where a gesture was adequate for a disciple to get a message and for him or her to reform himself or rehabilitate herself. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks by a building. He asks, "Whose building is this?" And they indicate it is a particular companion radiallahu anhu's building. His facial expressions indicate disapproval. The companions communicate this to the individual radiallahu anhu. He comes back to that building which is in process and he halts the entire thing and he demolishes it. Subsequently, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes by and he inquires, "There was a building here." "Yes, O Nabi of Allah, we informed the individual that you were unhappy," and he decided to demolish it to the ground. A dad would show a strong gaze at his son, and he would realize that, you know what, that's a red flag, and I should desist from this. Or a teacher to a student, etc., etc. Unfortunately, today we do not respond to the explicit teachings, guidance, and inspiration of our seniors. There's this amazing incident Ibn Asakir makes mention of on the strength of Hassan Basri. He says, "I was sitting in the Jamia Masjid of Basra and the people were reminiscing over the golden era of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma wa ma fataha Allahu alayhima min al-Islam. Fadanawtu min al-qawm. I inched closer. Fa'idha fihim Ahnaf ibn Qais al-Tamimi." And I found Ahnaf ibn Qais al-Tamimi present. And he was narrating an incident in which he said that أخرجنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه في سرية إلى العراق. That Umar رضي الله عنه had once dispatched us to Iraq. And we were victorious in this campaign and this expedition. We got some healthy booty. We've got some clothing, some food items, etc. And we were dominant and victorious. So when we returned to Medina as procedure, we came back to Umar ibn Khattab to narrate the sequence of events. And we had attired ourselves with the new clothing that we had. فَجَعَلَ عُمَرُ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَا أَعْرَضَ عَنَّا بِوَجْهِهِ. As we came excited, elated, we've got good news. Umar radiallahu anhu turned his face away, gave us a cold shoulder. فَأَتَيْنَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ. We came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. فشكونا إليه ما نزل بنا من الجفاء من أمير المؤمنين. We said, "Oh Abdullah, very strange. We returned from an expedition. We were victorious. We've got this booty. We've clad ourselves with some new garments, and we came to, you know, report to your honorable father, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. But he's given us a cold shoulder, and you know better, you know, the demeanor of Umar. So maybe you can advise us." So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Inna Amir al-Mu'mineen ra'a alaykum libasan lam yara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yalbasuhu." The truth be told, knowing my father's nature, he observed you wearing garments which he never seen the Prophet of Allah wearing or Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. As soon as they were given the alert where the problem was, they didn't challenge, they didn't argue, they didn't give a different perspective. أتينا منازلنا نزعنا ما كان علينا من الثياب وأتيناه في البزة التي كان يعهدنا. We came home, we removed the clothing, we wore the regular, the average, the common garments, and we came to Umar. Immediately he stood up, he embraced us. يعانقنا كأنه لم يرنا قبل ذلك, as though we had not met before. So the message from Umar was, "I had an issue with your dress. No sooner you changed it, I embraced you. Address the problem and not the individual," as they would say, you know what, play the ball and not the player. And the message that we learned from these great companions was that as soon as there was an alert, they were ready to change their lives. Unfortunately, we in a society where we would prefer false praises over constructive criticism. May Allah make us amongst those that can heed the criticism that is given to us so that we can effect the change and become better humans. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.